for NFL Network and NFL.com. Bucky Brooks joins us on the Metro PCS hotline. Bucky, how you doing this evening?
Man, I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Appreciate you joining us. And I was looking back at what you wrote about the AFC East teams and how they drafted immediately following the 2014 draft. And you had identified Juwan James as the number 19 pick as the most surprising pick for you within the division, and Jarvis Landry in the second round as the biggest sleeper. So let's start with Juwan James. Is he the answer for the Dolphins at right tackle in your mind?
I mean, he's an outstanding right tackle. He's a dominant player at Tennessee. I think the surprise came from the fact that he wasn't really in the conversation as a first-round pick. Not that saying the pick is bad, but I don't think many people on the outside envision him being a first-round pick just on his talent alone. But for teams draft specifically according to what their needs are and what they feel like will really enhance their roster. The fact that he's a right tackle, he spent most of his time at Tennessee at right tackle, suggests that the Dolphins feel like he can plug into the lineup and play at a very, very high level. The key will be not only how he necessarily does versus the run, but can he hold up against some of these teams that decide to put an elite pass rusher on that side? Does he have enough footwork and quickness to be able to really keep pressure off of Ryan Tannehill in the pocket?
All right, and with Jarvis Landry, you called him the biggest sleeper. What is it about Landry that you really like, and how do you think he'll perform on the pro level?
You know, prior to the combine and when he ran his 40 time, I think a lot of people thought he could be a guy that could sneak to the bottom of the first round. Very talented, a terrific route runner, but more importantly, he's really dynamic with the ball in his hands. I think he's been compared ad nauseum to Anquan Boldin in terms of his toughness, the way he plays the game in a very tough and physical manner. And so you plug that into a lineup where you have outstanding playmakers and Mike Wallace on the one side, you have Brian Hartline able to do some dirty work. Being able to have Jarvis Landry as your number three really upgrades the Dolphins' receiving attack, and I think he could be a big, big difference-maker and playmaker in that offense.
And, Bucky, ultimately that's got to help Ryan Tannehill at the quarterback position, and that's where I wanted to direct the next question. You know, Bill Lazor comes in from Philadelphia, the quarterback coach, didn't call the plays there in Philadelphia, but was, you know, tutoring a young quarterback there. Does the skill set of a guy like Ryan Tannehill, do you think it will grow the way the Miami Dolphins hope it will grow under the system Philadelphia used with the Miami Dolphins?
I mean, I think so, because I think Ryan Tannehill is a better athlete than Nick Foles, so he gives them a little more, a better dynamic playmaker at that position in terms of when they run some of the read option stuff, when they do some of the screen game and some of the things that are really tenets of a spread offense. I do believe that this could help him. I think also, in spite of the fact that he has some experience in the spread, I think this will be the first time that he has an opportunity to really go into something that was very, very similar to the new wave spread offenses that are being really used extensively in high school and in college. And I think for Ryan Tannehill, the guy who only entered the league with 19 starts in college, this will actually accelerate his development because it put him in a very, very easy comfort zone in terms of making it a quarterback-friendly system. If he can handle it, particularly operating at that pace, I think we could finally see Ryan Tannehill flourish as starting quarterback for the Dolphins.
We certainly hope that is the case down here as Dolphin fans. Bucky, I wanted to get your overall view on some of the additions outside of the draft, like the veterans that came in through free agency, of the teams in the AFC East. You got Revis up there in New England, Michael Vick with the Jets, Chris Johnson there as well. We bring in Brandon Albert. Just your thoughts overall on some of the moves when it comes to the veterans.
Well, I mean, I think if you're looking for a team that has really helped themselves, I would have to say the New England Patriots. And the reason I say they really helped themselves is when you look at when they were at their best, when they won 3 Super Bowl titles in 4 years, it was because their defense was strong and they had a cornerback in Ty Law that was able to really lock down half of the field and allow Bill Belichick to use some of the man-to-man schemes that he preferred. With Darrell Revis coming on board, in addition to Brandon Browner, he finally has two physical cornerback that he can walk up, play press coverage, and do some of the exotic blitzes that he prefers. This makes their team dangerous because you know Tom Brady wants to find a way to put points on the board, but for the first time in a long time, they may have a defense that can match up. And Buffalo, I mean, I think Buffalo is fine. I think they're solid. A lot of it really depends on if the young guys can get it going. But New York is a team that I think you really have to be careful of. I think Michael Vick will eventually surpass Geno Smith as starting quarterback. And with Chris Johnson and Eric Decker and some of the other additions, I think the New York Jets are going to be a team that are very, very competitive. and make a push for a playoff spot this year.
Bucky Brooks, analyst from NFL Network and NFL.com, joining us on the Metro PCS hotline here on the Finsiders. You can follow him on Twitter, at Bucky Brooks. And also, NFL Total Access airs Monday through Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on NFL Network, providing all the news and analysis from around the NFL. All right, Bucky, you might have already answered this, but I did want to ask you that when you look at the NFL and you look at the AFC East right now, which team has the best opportunity to knock off the Patriots, if they can, if somebody is going to dethrone New England?
Man, you know, it's tough because I think the team below New England are all very competitive. I think the Dolphins obviously have a lot of talent. They play really well on defense. At times they can pressure the passer. A lot of it depends on if they can find a running game to support and alleviate some of the pressure on Ryan Tannehill. I heard the reports that Knowshon Moreno was reporting out of shape. It's important for him to get back on the bus. And also Lamar Miller needs to step up and be a playmaker. If they can get a bit of a running game to complement what I think will be a vastly improved passing attack, I think the Dolphins should be able to compete and eventually contend for the title in the AFC.
Okay, that was kind of one of the other questions I wanted to ask you about is that there have been mixed reviews on a national level on how good the Dolphins will be in 2014. When you look at this team with Joe Philbin and Ryan Tannehill both entering their third season, what's the big picture look like for the Dolphins entering the new season?
Well, I mean, it's just win or go home right now. I think when you get into a team in today's climate as a head coach, your third year, you need to see market improvement. Now, I would think the standard would be for the Dolphins to get into the playoffs, or you could have major reshuffling, not only in the coaching staff, but at the quarterback position. So I think the pressure is on those guys to perform. They need to perform at a high level, and they have to find a way to get it done to really overtake the New England Patriots. That means that Ryan Tannehill not only has to play efficient from the pocket, but he has to be a guy that can come through in the clutch. In these close games, he has to be the deciding factor. So really, it's all on him to get it done for his offense to be successful in 2014.
And Bucky, on the defensive side of the ball, in terms of the Dolphins, we were talking about this a little bit earlier. There were additions of Lewis Delmas and Cortland Finnegan, kind of providing a little more energy, enthusiasm, a little more bite there on the defensive side of the ball. Do you think that's something that was necessary to do, considering there's talent on this Dolphins team, but perhaps when you look at the individual players themselves, not the leadership that we needed to see in 2013?
Well, I mean, obviously, when you had a Jonathan Markovich and Carmelo situation, it says a lot about the leadership within that locker room, bringing veterans over, guys who've been successful, guys who have not only been successful individually, but collectively with their team. It certainly would help. But at the end of the day, those veterans have to be able to play. Cortland Finnegan, Louis Delmas, those guys have to be on the field, and they have to make plays for those young guys to follow. It remains to be seen if they'll be able to deliver, but I do like the attitude and energy that they bring. More importantly, though, in the preseason, they have to show to their teammates that they can get it done. If they're able to get it done on the field, then those guys will be more inclined to follow their lead.
Bucky, I wanted to ask you, a lot of Dolphin fans down here have been talking in the offseason about the connection with Ryan Tannehill and Mike Wallace on the outside. I've watched a couple of the OTA practices so far, and it seems like we're getting a different guy, a more energized wide receiver, because he likes what he sees in this offense. Do you see Mike doing some of the same things that maybe Deshaun did with Philadelphia here in Miami with this offense?
I mean, I would expect to be, because when you look at their skill set, they're very similar. Both guys are tremendously fast, super explosive, have the ability to stretch the top off the defense. But more importantly, they have some quickness and elusiveness with the ball in their hands. For Mike Wallace, he's an expensive free agent. You brought him over. You have to find a way to make sure he gets 7 or 8 touches a game because he has that special ability. Looking at how the Philadelphia Eagles ran their offense with Deshaun Jackson, I can definitely see him playing that role. If he becomes comfortable in that system, if they work at a rapid pace and are able to keep defenses on the hill, I can expect to see him make big plays. I would think that anything short of an 1,100 to 1,200-yard season from Mike Wallace would be a disappointment in the eye of the Miami Dolphins team official.
Make sure you follow him on Twitter, at Bucky Brooks. Bucky, really appreciate you joining us this evening. Thanks for taking the time. We look forward to catching up with you again down the road.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on.